This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a spectacular weekend. The gang's all here ready to go. And you know who's in a good mood? Fritzy, because the Broncos didn't lose yesterday.
Exactly.
Let's ride. We got football coming up tonight. We'll explore that, the Monday night game. Cowboys handled the Rams. Giants, how about those Giants? I've seen more Giants jerseys in the Northeast in the last couple of weeks than I have in the last probably 5 to 7 years. They've been in hiding, and you could smell the mothballs on those. Chargers beat the Browns, but not before some controversy. The Patriots rolling the Lions. How about the Jets? When's the last time the Jets and Giants were both over 500 after five games? Ravens beat the Bengals last night. And we'll explore the college football weekend as well. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the newsletter. I'm not asking, I'm telling, because it comes out every day at around 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, wraps up the show, also gives you a heads up on some of the other things that we're doing, and before anybody else, and got some great sales there with t-shirts. Go to danpatrick.com, enter your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner, good to go. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Seton will do the honors with the poll question. Our good buddy Ross Tucker, he'll join us coming up here in a little bit. Yeah, let me start with last night's game, because a lot of times we focus on offense and defense. I focus on the offensive line and defensive line. But when we look at the strengths and weaknesses of a team, that's usually it's about your quarterback, your edge rusher, offensive line, defensive line. The Ravens are different. As John Harbaugh said last night, there's nobody in the league like Lamar Jackson. Well, there's nobody in the league like Justin Tucker. Tucker makes a difference. He kicked a 58-yarder in the third quarter. and kicked home a 43-yarder as time expired, leading Baltimore to the victory. When you talk about groups in football, it's offense or defense, but you always have to remember the special teams. And when you look at the Patriots, when the Patriots won, yes, it was about Belichick. Yes, it was about Brady. But it was also about Adam Vinatieri. Doing it when you need somebody to do it. And that's really the key. Justin Tucker is a unique weapon because you realize you get to a certain place on the field and you know he's going to win that game. Or at least the odds certainly are on your side. Seton, what's the poll question that we have today?
Yeah, we could start with a dude poll question as we like to do on Monday.
Okay.
Giants. Dude, beat the Packers? What? In London?
By the way, here is Aaron Rodgers, the Packers quarterback, after that loss in London.
Frankly, I don't like all this conversation about losing next week. I'm a firm believer in the power of words and manifestation, and we got to check ourselves on that because talking about that is not, that's not winning football. There was conversation about it in the locker room, and I don't like it. And Jai's my guy, but we don't need to be talking like that.
Jair Alexander was, I guess, you know, kind of wondering what'll happen. What's the reaction if we lost to the Jets next week? Okay, you're right. You don't want that, but this manifestation that Aaron's talking about, that it's going to, in a cosmic world, it's going to come back.
It's his journey.
Yeah, if you send it out, negative things come back. Yeah, see.
You know, if he had just said, well, you know, I don't like all this talk about losing next week already, and stopped there, yeah, it would be like, yeah, okay, like you're already in like a negative mindset. Why are we already talking about losing? But it's like, you know, I'm a firm believer in the power of manifestation and words. It's like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
here we go.
All righty.
Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. So you believe we're not manifesting what you want us to manifest with our words? Okay.
Because you put out negative vibes and then it comes back and then all of a sudden,
okay,
it's like a cancer on the team or something like that.
Okay, let's hang up your dream catchers in the window.
Heading into tonight, 38 games have been decided by 6 points or less. That's the most through the first 5 weeks of a season in NFL history.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
This program brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Protect your home. Over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe in the last decade. At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off. Interactive monitoring, simplysafedan.com. Phone numbers, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Cowboys beat the Rams. I like how they're trying to shoehorn Cooper Rush undefeated. Those are pedestrian numbers. All they did is run the football and go after Matthew Stafford. They ran the ball 34 times. And they put pressure on Matthew Stafford. That's it. Here's Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys head coach, on that defense.
We felt strongly come out last year about our group and, you know, had a great offseason and everything leading up to this. But, boy, they're just playing lights out. You know, we expected a, you know, heavy run game coming from the Rams. But when we had our opportunity to pressure, I thought our guys were outstanding. Obviously, the three takeaways were huge and a big part of our victory.
I don't know if I would be expecting the Rams to run the football. I'm surprised at that answer because the Rams haven't been able to run the football. It's basically Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, and that's about it. Micah Parsons, he is helping the Cowboys do something that they haven't done in 50 years. They've allowed less than 20 points in each of their first five games. And is Dak Prescott going to come back? Because next Sunday night, it'll be the Eagles and the Cowboys. I would not have him come back against the Eagles. You know, Cooper Rush has done just well enough. You're good. Yes, it is a big game. There's bigger games down the road. Because after this, like I want him to be ready. I think they have the Vikings and the Packers. Seton, do you have the Cowboys schedule there? It feels like they have the Bears. They have the Eagles, and then they have a couple of
they have the Eagles, then the Lions, Bears, And I want to say Packers after that. Yeah, okay. So you could see a ramp there to get Dak back into game speed.
Yes, I'd like to ease him in against one of these subpar teams.
No offense.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Should the Cowboys keep going this way when Dak comes back, like heavy on the run game, or are they just going to go back to Dak?
They should, but they won't. Because, well, this is why we have Dak in there, because we need to throw the football. You can run the football, play great defense. That's okay. Part of the NFL is built upon that. Hey, run the ball and play good defense. You got two good running backs. You got Pollard, who's explosive. Zeke, bring him in the fourth quarter and give him the ball, let him be a battering ram. Now, would you like to get a little bit more out of your quarterback? Absolutely. Would you like to keep the defense honest? Absolutely. As long as you continue to play great defense, I don't need you to be explosive, but it feels like Jerry wants that. Yes, Eden.
I heard somebody had said, I forget who it was, but they were like, that you absolutely put Dak Prescott back in the game as soon as he's healthy enough to do it. The problem is you have to keep the Cooper Rush game plan and give that to Dak Prescott. That you can't go crazy with it. Just keep it simple and you'll have success, which I think that there might be some sense there.
Well, we've talked about this for years. Shea and Irving would always call in and say, just run the football, Danny.
Run the damn ball.
Play defense, run the football. And that is a good defense that borders on being very good. Micah Parsons, as long as you have that. And we're going to talk about defensive player of the year. Micah Parsons deserves to be an MVP conversation. Absolutely. I know that we go, it's a quarterback award. It is, if you don't think outside the box and go, let me look at the entire, the entirety of what's going on here. Who changes a game more than Micah Parsons does? You can say Josh Allen. You can say Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we can run Lamar Jackson. Absolutely. But when you get through running down the quarterbacks, Micah Parsons' name deserves to be in there. And go back to the draft. I loved him, but I loved him because I had a source who said, he's the most explosive guy you've got on defense in the draft. The question is, who takes a chance on a middle linebacker who's not tall and was not used as an edge rusher? I'll try that again. An edge rusher at Penn State. And there were things that were surrounding him. There were off-the-field issues that they talked about, temper issues. But I was told if you take a chance on him, he's one of those guys who has the highest ceiling. What turned out, because my source is dead on with these things, he's the one that said, everybody talks about, other receivers. Jamar Chase didn't even play last year. He's the best wide receiver coming into the draft. Quentin Nelson, he said, that's the best guy in the draft. The lineman who's going to go to the Hall of Fame for the Colts. So I trust his judgment when he talked about Micah Parsons. I just knew he had incredible makeup speed. When you watch Penn State, you're like, that dude's all over the place. And I thought he was like a Polamalu or a Junior Seau. And then you realize he's an incredible rush, edge rusher. But he does so many different things there. When you talk about impact, Micah Parsons deserves to be on that list. Yeah, Marv.
So is he early October MVP?
October MVP. No. I'm not saying he is MVP. I'm saying that if you're going to talk about, at some point, we talk about MVP. Now, halfway through the season, then you go, all right, who's your MVP? Micah Parsons should be on the short list.
Yes. No, MVP is going to be dope, though.
Yes, it will.
That's big.
Yeah, that one helps. It sounds better than October-VP. November-VP.
This MVP, too.
Ooh, like that.
Also works.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Micah Parsons, 14 quarterback pressures this year, second only to Nick Bosa of the 49ers, who has 22 quarterback pressures. He's in the mix for his leading his team as well.
Okay. But didn't he get hurt? Doesn't he have a groin injury?
He doesn't need a groin to pressure a quarterback.
But his brother is out with groin surgery. So I think both Boses have groin issues.
Groin.
Gone. what other poll questions do you have there?
Well, I could give you some more options for the dude poll question, Dan.
Okay.
Let's see. We already went over the Giants, right? The Jets worked the Dolphins. How about that? Was it 40-17?
last week, middle of the week, talked to somebody who said there's going to be an overreaction based off what happened to Tua. And I said, well, wait, what do you mean? And my source said, there's going to be now, we're going to go the other way. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership joined us. But my source is the one who told us initially that there's going to be an overreaction here. And there was. There is. It's based off of Tua. And this is what happens. When rules are changed, it's usually because of one moment, one player, one incident. It's not a collection. It's one. Like, well, we got to change this. And that's what happened with Tua. You saw that with Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know if he got his bell rung, if it was not a concussion. They said he hurt his elbow. You saw the tackle on Tom Brady. Well, is that an overreaction? Because if you watch when Tua gets slammed to the ground in the game against the Bengals, I think and I don't have this on any great authority, but I'm just going to read into this, that the officials are going, hey, if you see somebody slinging a quarterback around in a similar fashion the way Tua went down against the Bengals and did suffer the concussion that kept him out of yesterday, call it. And the appearance was, when Tom Brady was sacked in the Falcons game, was the defender ready to sling him down? Did he go above and beyond the call of duty? Now, I would call that a sack. That's it. I mean, that was embarrassing. That's where I said, oh, my God, there's a flag on the play. Was it a face mask? Did he hit Brady to the side of his helmet? The defender ended up underneath Tom Brady. And I thought, I get protection. I understand it. But also, this has to come from the teams protecting their own players. Now the league's involved. Imagine if this happens in a playoff game. Let's say Teddy Bridgewater, who did clear concussion protocol. Let's say that's Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. That was the first play of the game. Hey, come on over. You're not going back in. You can't appeal it. That's it. Done. We're at this point because teams have failed their players, in my opinion. And I do think that this overcorrection is going to continue. Now, it might only continue this year. A lot of times what happens is, oh, my gosh, the Calvin Johnson, you know, complete the process nonsense. Like, there's always one play, and you go, oh, my God, they're changing the entire rule because of this. Maybe there's a better awareness to this. And that's what I hope. Just be smarter and be honest. Be transparent about somebody's health. That would be the smart approach, but that's not the prudent approach by these teams. And because of that, there's an overreaction. You saw that with Teddy. Teddy Bridgewater did not have a concussion, passed a concussion protocol, and Tom Brady was not slammed to the ground. But here we are. This is based off what happened a couple of weeks ago. One person, and that was Tua. All right, Ross Tucker is going to join us coming up. We'll get to your phone calls as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. We'll take a break. We're back after this. M-Drive, sometimes I get too energized, you know? You start talking, and then you get ahead of yourself. You know what it's like, Todd.
Yeah, you get all worked up, and you're doing jumping jacks and skipping to your loo. I didn't even know people do that anymore.
But you've heard Todd talk that way when he gets a little excited there. Marvin, do you have that?
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Yeah, but I'm not going to blame M-Drive for that.
No, you shouldn't.
No, I'm not. M-Drive will get you ready in the morning. Testosterone support for driven guys. Packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels. And you want to put in the work. M-Drive is going to help you stay motivated, energized. You'll find top-selling M-Drive products at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe. And just for my listeners, two-week trial, $5. Just get started by texting Dan to 55,000, 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. Don't waste another day, you wastoid. Get going. Get M-Drive. Text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order of M-Drive for $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Raiders Chiefs coming up tonight. Baseball, the Guardians, Mariners, Phillies, Padres all advance. You might be surprised at all of those advancing. You know, just like that, Albert Pujols' career is over. It ended on a Saturday. You're like, wait, what just happened here? How about the Mets? Gone. 101 wins. We'll talk about the baseball coming up here in a little bit. College football. Alabama holds off A&M. Tennessee is back rolling LSU. UCLA handles Utah. Notre Dame over BYU and TCU over Kansas. We'll get to phone calls as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. This program brought to you by Mercedes. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting to impress at your local dealer. Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the former NFL lineman. He was on the call, Bengals-Ravens last night for Westwood One. Check him out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. Let me start with last night with Lamar Jackson, game-winning drive. You got Justin Tucker as a weapon there. They play pretty good defense. I guess handicap the Ravens here. How good are the Ravens?
Yeah, I think right now they're probably the third best team in the AFC. I think the Bills and the Chiefs, Dan, are still probably 1-2 because the Ravens have had some issues holding on to leads. They almost blew another one last night. But they're the other team in the AFC that I can see possibly going to the Super Bowl. I struggle seeing another team that I envision going to the Super Bowl from that conference. It really feels like we're headed towards a Bills-Chiefs, you know, collision course. But I do think the Ravens could be in that mix. They're talented enough. The way Lamar Jackson plays, they can get in it. And the Justin Tucker thing is amazing. I mean, Dan, he's made 61 straight field goals in the fourth quarter overtime. He made a 58-yarder at one point last night. I was thinking about this. You know, you watch the red zone or you watch the games. So many of them come down to a kicker missing a kick. You know, the Browns, Cade York missed it. The kid Amendola for the Cardinals missed his kick. I can't even imagine how good of a feeling it is for the Ravens to know, like, our guy never missed it. Like, anytime we get in that situation, game's over, we won. I mean, they didn't even need to have him kick it. It's crazy.
Assess the Bengals after last year's performance of going to the Super Bowl.
I think they're going to be in the mix. I would be surprised they don't make the playoffs. They have a really good, still young defense. I don't think we talk about Lou Anarumo, their defensive coordinator, enough. They haven't given up a touchdown in the second half all year so far this year. The issue they're having right now, Dan, everybody saw what they did last year. Everybody saw the big plays down the field, and they're saying, we're not going to let you have it. We're not going to let you do it. Two deep safeties, kind of like teams did against the Chiefs a year ago. Two deep safeties. Are you patient enough to keep taking the underneath stuff? Will you run the ball against a light box? Will you throw the wide receiver screens? They're not going to let Chase and Higgins beat them deep.
We had an overcorrection, it felt like, after Tua got hurt. That you saw this with Bridgewater. Teddy's out after the first play, doesn't come back. The Tom Brady sack that was roughing the passer here. We see this. It feels like every year there's one call. Like, we're going to call pass interference. We're going to call holding. You got to complete the process. Like, all of these things, it's one moment. But here we are mid-season, and we've changed a rule. Where are we headed with this, Ross?
It's a great question. Those, to me, on some level, are two separate things I want to dive into. So on the Teddy Bridgewater thing, Dan, they said he passed all the concussion protocols, but that the spotter saw him stumbling, which I don't even know how to say the word, ataxia or something, gross motor instability. I don't know anybody else that saw it. Like, I would love to see the video because I didn't see Bridgewater stumbling from a hit to the head.
But that's why they're saying he
didn't go back in the game.
But now it's the eye test, not the medical test.
Right. But at least the eye test with Tua, we all saw it. The eye test with Teddy, none of us saw it. It's almost like they just thought we just shouldn't put him back in after what happened to this team before. I mean, we got to see the gross motor instability. Maybe it was when he was on the sideline with them. Mm-hmm. And then the Brady thing, you know, I might be the only person. I got up after 3 hours sleep, Dan, and did my podcast this morning already. I might be the only person that's not bashing Jerome Boger right now. And here's why. I talked to the refs, Dan. They have been told, when in doubt, throw the flag in terms of player safety and, in particular, protecting the quarterback. If you look at where Boger was located, Grady Jarrett slung Brady down in Boger's direction. So he saw Brady come flying over. Now, you and I realize it was a bad call. He's just bringing him down. It's a tackle. But Boger has it in his head, when in doubt, throw the flag, protect the quarterback. He sees Brady come flung over. His default reaction is to throw the flag. So number one, let's get rid of this when in doubt, throw the flag. It's a terrible standard. And number two, we got to have the ability to replay it. That could have been the difference in the game. That could be the difference in seeding in the playoffs. It was an obvious error, an egregious call. that we need to give them a chance to correct. I'm not going to just bash Boger. I'm going to bash the process that led to Boger making that call.
Yes, but what happened the last 2 weeks got us to this point. Do you really think if Bailey Zappi of the Patriots was in the same situation, they would have made the same call of roughing the passer?
No, I don't. I think it's like every time Michael Jordan went to the hole in the 90s, right? He was going to get the call on the foul. Brady and Rodgers, especially Brady, they get the benefit of the doubt even more so than the other quarterbacks do. But they have been told that. I mean, they have been told the same thing with any hits to the head or neck area of a defenseless receiver. Same goes in college. I'm on those calls, those, you know, at the start of the year, those seminars. When in doubt, throw the flag. They do that with targeting in college football. It drives me nuts. Yeah. When in doubt, throw the flag. I don't know why that needs to be the standard.
Do you think players want to be protected? Do you think these quarterbacks want to be viewed this way?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I mean, I think
Tom Brady
wants that.
You think Brady, do you think Teddy Bridgewater wants to be treated that way?
I think Teddy Bridgewater probably wanted to go back in the game, but I do think on some level these guys, we've evolved enough that I think on some level some of these guys realize better safe than sorry. I'm going to flip those, Dan. Can you imagine if what happened to Bridgewater happened to Brady and they tried to not let him go back in the game?
Yeah, but we're headed towards something that's going to happen in the playoffs, Ross. We're headed towards that. I had a source who works with the NFL who said there's going to be an overcorrection, said this last week, because of this. And I said, well, what happens if this happens in the playoffs? And my source said, that quarterback comes out of the game.
Yeah, I think it is going to happen. And it is an overcorrection. And then in this offseason, they'll go to the owners' meetings and they'll kind of fine tune it and they'll have different language. This is, you already said it, Dan. It feels like almost an annual thing that there's something that happens and the NFL reacts with an overreaction. Maybe that's natural in life. I don't know.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. You can follow him, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and he's on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. I'm watching now. Do you take more away from the Cowboys winning or the Rams losing?
It's a good question. Probably the Cowboys winning. You know, the Rams are really beat up on the offensive line. They lost two starters this offseason. I'd like to see them when they're healthy up front. But the Cowboys, if you would have told me after that opening night game against the Bucs and Dak getting hurt that they would win four straight, that night their offensive line looked horrendous. Yeah. Their receivers couldn't get open. For them to then – I mean, I thought they were done. I thought they were cooked. Cooper Rush comes in, wins four games – and he's been fine. It's been primarily their defense. Their defense is nasty. Armstrong's good. Lawrence is good. And I think Micah Parsons is pretty clearly the best defensive player in the league already.
Yeah, I wonder about this. Does Dak come back, you know, in a showdown against the Eagles? Do you try to, you know, push him through? Or do you wait where you're going to be playing, you know, the Lions and the Bears? Which to me makes more sense. Think about the long term of the season. But with Jerry Jones, you never know. It feels like it's like, come on, let's go, Dak. You got to get ready. We thought he was going to be playing against the Rams. Now it's the Eagles this week.
I think that they should wait till he's truly 100%. You know, the last thing you want is for him to go out there and bang that thumb again on Hassan Reddick's helmet or Fletcher Cox's helmet. You better be real confident that if he hits a helmet that he's fine. And it's weird, Dan, because on some level, you're not really putting him in position to succeed, right? On the road at the undefeated Eagles.
But do you keep the same game plan that you've had with Cooper Rush? Run first, play good defense, maybe come up with a threatening pass play.
I think it's a great point, and I think the answer is yes.
There's no way if Dak comes back that he's going to go, you know, 13 of 22 for, 178 yards. It's just not going to happen.
But you know what, Dan? He's in a bad spot, man. Because what if he – let's say he comes back Sunday night and they lose. It's a bad look, right? I mean, I'm not saying anybody's going to say Cooper Rush should be the starting quarterback over Dak. I mean, Dak's a better player, but Cooper Rush is 5-0, 4-0 this year. The pressure isn't on Dak to keep his job, but the pressure's on Dak to win because, you know, you don't want to be the guy that comes back and then they lose again and you're the only thing that changed.
All right, help me understand the logic of the Chargers and what happened with Coach Staley going for it on fourth down with a little over a minute to go.
Yeah, I'm curious about that one. I didn't see what he said after the game. I know this, okay? Every decision a lot of these guys make now, they have the win probability statistics for every situation, right? So if we punt it here, here's the percentage chance that we win the game. If we go for it and get it, it's 100% we win it. If we go for it and don't get it, here's the percentage. A lot of times, these guys are making the decisions based on what the win probability metrics tell them. And maybe the thought was, hey, the Browns just went all the way down the field and Jacoby Brissett blew it by throwing a pick in the end zone. If we punt here, they're going to go down the field again and they're going to get another field goal attempt and we're going to lose. Our best bet is to try to go ahead and get the first down here. Because even if we don't get it, maybe there's still time for Herbert to get a field goal after the Browns get their field goal.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. Now, it was explained to me after the game, you know, maybe, you know, Coach Staley just has so much confidence in his offense to go for it on fourth down and so much confidence in his defense if they don't get the first down against the Cleveland Browns. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll at least entertain that. But you're talking about this comes down to analytics. There's no other coach who goes for it as much as Staley and the Chargers do. If they all have the same analytics, why don't more coaches go for it in these situations?
I think more coaches trust the analytics than others, right? So I think Staley – now listen, there were a couple times earlier in the season. I can't remember what game. It was a primetime game, Thursday night. I think maybe at Kansas City, where twice – he didn't go for it. And all the analytics dude, I asked on Twitter, they all said those were both go for it situations and he didn't. Yeah. So what I don't like, I know there should be some gut feel to it, but he's kind of toggling back and forth now. You know, I mean, I know some college teams like Army just goes by the book. Whatever the book says, they go with it. The toggling back, I understand you need to take into account the situation a little bit, but you either trust the numbers and you're going to go with the higher probability and percentage chance, like you're in a casino, like you're betting the house or whatever. You want to go with the best odds or you don't. Staley's going back and forth. It seems like, I don't know that he's made the right decision yet.
The big game tonight, Raiders, Chiefs, they're all big games. But we're not quite sure who the Raiders are. I think we have a good idea who the Chiefs are. Would you say that fair assessment now?
Yeah, they don't look like a team that misses Tyreek Hill that much. They look like you can make a really strong argument for the Chiefs as the best team in football. To me, it's pretty clearly right now the Chiefs, Bills, and Eagles feel like they're at a higher level than the rest of the league.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, buddy. That's Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst and host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's great on social media. If you follow him, it's always some fun stuff. So you have Monday night. It'll be the Chiefs and the Raiders. We'll come back. We got our play of the day and then your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of the Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
My God.
The play of the day. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Snap. Josh handles it. Back to throw. Pocket collapsing. Fires a deep one downfield. Looking for Gabe Davis. Makes the catch at midfield. He's going to sail into the end zone. Gabe Davis at the 20. At the 10. Touchdown. Holy mackerel. 98 yards. Touchdown. Gabe Davis on 3rd and 10 at their own 2. That's a way to start.
That's courtesy of the Bills Radio Network. Gabe Davis. He's only 23 years of age. That touchdown, the longest scrimmage touchdown in the first 90 seconds of a game in NFL history. It almost looked like Josh Allen's pro day where you go, hey, why don't you go back and throw some passes there? Yeah, there might be a couple of guys out there acting like they're playing defense there. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Seton, what's the poll question we're going to go with today?
Dan, I put up there, worst call this weekend. Roughing Tom Brady. Teddy Bridgewater being held out of the game. Okay. The Chargers on fourth down. Brandon Staley, good grief. Yeah. Or checking Joe Musgrove's ears.
Yeah, that was
fun.
The Mets and the Padres. And here's Buck Showalter, the Mets manager, on having them check the pitcher, Joe Musgrove's ears, because they appeared shiny last night.
You know, we have privy to a lot of things that point in that direction. Obviously, you know, I love him as a pitcher, always have. And that's the only thing I kind of, you know, I feel kind of bad about is that it won't cast anything. He's too good a pitcher, and they're too good a, you know, I'm charged with doing what's best for the New York Mets, and if it makes, you know, however it might make me look or whatever, I'm going to do that every time and live with the consequences. I'm not here to not hurt somebody's feelings.
Here's Joe Musgrove, the Padres pitcher, talking about having his ears checked.
I think he was checking for some kind of substance that was helping me spin the ball or something. I've seen it before. I think he's done it before. But I don't have much to say about it. It was, you know, at the point in the game when it happened, I was so dialed in already. All my pitches felt good. I felt like I was executing. So it almost just kind of lit a fire under me. It was came out, told me Buck wanted to check, you know, my face, my glove, my hat. But, yeah, at that point, I was so dialed in and so focused on getting outs, it didn't really, you know, affect me too much.
It's a compliment to the pitcher. He's throwing a one-hitter, and you can't beat him. And now you're trying to do something to disrupt him, and it didn't work last night. But this was on social media. Before Buck goes out and checks on him, social media was already talking about his ears. They were like, what's up with his ears? Now, they're pronounced, but they're shiny and red. And there were a couple of times where Musgrove goes to his ear. And, you know, pitchers have all these nervous tics. You know, I'm always going to my hat. I'm going to my jersey, my belt buckle, my glove, whatever it might be. And Buck thought, okay, there's something going on here. And called him on it, and it didn't work out. A bigger picture here is all of a sudden, you got a lot of questions for the New York Mets in the offseason. Jacob DeGrom going to stay there? Max Scherzer, you going to still be able to squeeze another year out of him? Is Steve Cohen, their owner, going to spend some money here? Would they go after Aaron Judge? And then you have the Padres. Padres and the Dodgers. We thought we were going to have this. Now, you don't have Tatis, and that obviously is a big loss there. And the Dodgers have owned the Padres. But watching last night, or you know, with what happened with Musgrove's, Buck going out there, give credit to the Padres. When you know, I do like the format that if you have a better record, you get all three games. You can host all three games if it goes three games in the best of three. Well, you have Scherzer and DeGrom. You're ready to go. And then all of a sudden you go, we're in trouble here. And then we're desperate here. And all of a sudden, Musgroves is out there and he's dealing, and there's nothing you can do. Let's try to disrupt him. And it happens. You know, managers will do this, and coaches do this. Like, how do I disrupt the rhythm of somebody, and especially a pitcher? Disrupt him. How do I disrupt him? Well, they did their best. It didn't work out. Yeah, Marv.
Well, we've had the same criticisms for the Padres because, you know, Tatis got suspended, but they went out and got Soto. And they spent $1 billion on Machado. Yeah. We have said they spent all this money for nothing now because they were out in the wild card round too.
Well, I think there's always this impression the Padres aren't a big market team, but they did spend money like a big market team. And I think we would have looked. Now, the Mets, it felt like, because if you're in the New York media, New York area, oh, do they want the Mets to succeed? Oh, do they want them to succeed? And then all of a sudden it's see ya. To use a Michael Kay home run call for the Mets. See ya.
2022 Mets.
Yeah. But they were in first place. They won 101 games. And then all of a sudden the Braves sneak in. Then the Braves get a bye. The Mets are playing. We got our pitchers. We're ready to go. And then you're not ready to go. By the way, the Dodgers went 14-5 against the Padres in the regular season. Dodgers scored 847 runs. Padres scored 705. The Dodgers also the lowest team ERA in baseball. Well, the Padres ranked 11th. But this is the first playoff, home playoff game that the Padres will have at Petco. You have to go back to 2006.
Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Speaking of the Mets, Barry in Santa Fe. Barry, it was good while it lasted.
You know, first of all, I really don't appreciate your reveling in glee with the misfortune of my New York Mets. Very, very, very unprofessional of you, Dan.
But if you won, I would be celebrating you today, Barry.
If they won, you wouldn't have picked up on me. Let's make
that. I would have taken a little bit longer to pick up on your phone call, okay?
Yeah. Anyway, obviously, the worst of the weekend. I talked to Smack. I got to face the music. Yeah. They came up small when it was most important. However, best of the weekend. My J-E-T-S. Jets. Another win.
Yeah, congratulations there, Barry. Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach, on his quarterback's play.
I thought he was good. You know, again, we didn't turn the ball over. I thought he made big throws when he needed to make them. I thought our run game really picked up, especially in the second quarter around there. So, but I thought he did exactly what he needed to do to win a football game.
Yeah, they ran the football. They did, you know, no turnovers. That's all. But remember when Robert Saleh was taking receipts? You know, he's like, I remember what everybody's talking about. Well, you're 3-2. Congratulations. Done well. But be humble through this. You know? Take receipts. That's okay. But be humble through it. You know, be proud. But, you know, you got to be honest. The Jets have been horrible while you're taking your receipts. Yes, Paul.
He can't act like he's been there before.
No, he's... Well, as a defensive coordinator for the Niners, yeah, he can.
But as a Jet.
No, he cannot. But the Jets and Giants, I mean, I'm more surprised with the Jets. They have talent, but they're still the Jets. The Giants, I have no idea how they're doing it. No idea. Turn that game off. And then I came back and I went, wait, the Giants beat the Packers? Huh? One more item as we close out hour one, and what an hour it was. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times. We achieve it in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. And you shouldn't have to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at Stifel.com. Stifel.com. Stifel. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.